Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. My name is Betsy McLaughlin. If you've never listened to Imperfect Brilliance before, we're happy you're here. If you have listened before, of course, we're also happy you're here. So either way, we're so glad you're here. And our special guest today is Crystal Crawford. So first and foremost, welcome to the show, Crystal.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited about the subject for today's show is being the leader of your life. And, you know, what does that mean for you? And we're going to dive really into that. That I know for sure. And look at maybe all the things, all of our beliefs and different things that we have held on to about what being a leader is, what it looks like, what it doesn't look like, what you can do, what you can't do. And so that is basically the topic for today, and I said to Crystal before we started, you know, we'll go wherever, which we always do, and which is just one of the things that I love about the show. And so before we get started, you guys, just a teeny tiny bit about myself and about Crystal. Crystal is, and we met through the wonderful body of work that we both are so honored to be facilitators for, and that is through Access Consciousness. And so she is a facilitator, and she's also a CEO of several organizations, and she's contributed to well over 10,000 individuals and their businesses. And she's owned and operated a lot of different successful ventures, easy for me to say quickly. She works with global facilitators. She travels the world when she's able to. She works inside, you know, intimately with different global organizations. And she also would love to, you know, contribute to you and your business and your life and what you're looking to create. So if you're looking to check out her website, is Crystal Joy Crawford. And her name, her first name is spelled C-H-R-I-S. As in Sam, T-E-L, the word joy, and then Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D.com. That is her website. We also do have a link that will be up on the in the archives of Om Times Radio, so you can always go there to check it out if you can't remember. And so Crystal just has such an amazing ability to really tap into people's businesses and what they would like to create. And she's got a very pragmatic, kind of no-nonsense approach to and making things more relatable for a lot of people. So those are some of the things. And there's many, many more that Crystal contributes to. And so anyhow, I could go on and on about this, but we would like to get to the subject. And then also for myself, if you guys are interested in finding out more information on me and the things that I offer, I also offer all the same types of things that Crystal does, just, you know, having my own different type of flair to it, facilitating online, in person, coaching. We both do a lot of energetic work. I know Crystal recently also became a talk to the entities facilitator. So that's another specialty that you can have within the body of work of Access Consciousness. And that is just a beautiful whole field of work that maybe on a different conversation, we can have you come back and talk more about that, Shannon O'Hara helped create with Gary Douglas, and she took that, and now she's got a lot of other facilitators who are around the world facilitating that as well. So my website is creatingyumminess.com, and you can find me also, as well as Crystal, you can also find us on the Access Consciousness website, which is accessconsciousness.com. And we're on Facebook as well, and easy to find us. So please, you guys, reach out if you have questions or you would like Crystal to come back. Let us know, and let us know what you thought about today's show. We do love to hear, and I will respond to everybody's email, and I do forward them as well to my guests. So it really does, especially with radio, where you don't have the face-to-face interaction, either through a Zoom or in person, it's really nice to hear back from people about, you know, what you enjoy, what you'd like, what you didn't like. I mean, it's all welcome. So, without further ado, Miss Crystal, what does what's being the leader of your life? What does that even look like for you? And I know we'll talk a little bit about the journey for that.
Oh, gosh. Being a leader of your life is really knowing that you know, not even what you know, but that you know, and being willing to choose towards and into that and as that, like in every moment of every day, really. And also, I guess, recognizing that you are not going to choose sometimes into that and as that and having total allowance for it. But I, you know, for me, being a leader of my life is really recognizing that I'm the source and exploring what that is on a regular basis, because, you know, even it's not one of those conversations that you can have once with yourself and you're like, now I'm the leader. Yeah. And then you're done. You know, like it's an ongoing thing. For me, it's something that shows up in I don't know if it's every moment, but during a day, you've got different things that go on and it really does come back to, well, if I was willing to leave here, if I was willing to be the source here, what would I choose? And so, you know, maybe it's just recognizing that you are the source of everything that shows up in your life. And what do you want to be the source of?
Wow. That's really amazing. So with the realization that you're the source of whatever it is that you create, and you're not looking outside of you for that, did you always have that, or was that something that you've tweaked and learned over time?
Oh, gosh, no, I didn't always have that. I think for me, the awareness that I'm the source has increased in something that I'm functioning from over the last 7 years, probably more than ever before. I mean, prior to Access Consciousness was a huge turning point for me. I've had several different turning points, but this one was probably one of the more primary ones where I got involved in not just a conversation, but a body of work, a body of tools that empowered me to know that I know. And every single thing prior to that disempowered me to judge whether or not I was doing something right or wrong. And with the shift in conversation, I mean, you're shifting from looking at how you can fit, win, benefit, or lose, basically, to a conversation that has you start to look at, hey, you can choose anything. You can choose to stab somebody in the eye. You can choose to have a piece of pie. You can have a pancake. You can be the source of no money, or you can be the source of money. What would you like to choose? You know, and those are just five out of the infinite choices you have available. And, you know, in the beginning of that the introduction to that conversation, the beginning of it, is sort of overwhelming because you realize you have infinite choice. And as a person that grows up being told that you not only don't have infinite choice, but if you did have infinite choice, you'd be dangerous. You know, the first response for me anyway was to go into like total overwhelm, like infinite choice. What the F am I going to choose? Mm-hmm. But I don't know, as that broadens and, you know, you just keep playing with these access tools, it sort of changes into like, well, you can create anything. So what do you want to create? And starting to look at, if I'm the source, if I could be the source of something great, I've also been the source of all the shit in my life. And well, but if I can create that shit, I can also create something else. And so something just starts to shift. You just start to, for me, what started to shift was like, this awareness that if I was that epic at creating disasters, I could also be epic at creating greatness. Yeah. And what did I want to choose?
Yeah. Yeah. I started looking at that for myself a few years ago as well and thought, oh my God. And it really was such a shift from blaming everything, you know, including myself and others for all the things that I thought I was lacking or were going wrong in my life or whatever, and actually having that, as you just put it so beautifully, having that shift to, hey, actually, if I've created all of this, mm-hmm. what could I create if I was actually cognizant, you know, of what I was creating instead of just being in this unconscious, you know, kind of automatic pilot that I was on for so long. And it's like, wow, if I can create this much crap, what if I use that same energy for creating something that I would actually like my life to be like? And, you know, just yeah. asking those kind of questions really started to shift things for me. And they're still shifting and they continue shifting with, you know, asking those kinds of questions. And like you said, it's really such a, it can be such a small tweak in your perspective and your questions that can change this.
Yeah, it seems really small. And it's like, I don't know who I originally heard the metaphor from, but it is like when you are standing, it seems small, but when you're standing with the bow, an arrow in your hand, and you're aiming and you literally just adjust it, you know, an inch, the trajectory of that arrow changes over the distance that it flies, that, you know, to a degree that you can only measure with geometry.
Right.
Like just an inch here changes the entire journey of that arrow. And that's to me what this conversation is like, you know, it seems little, but that what seems like a small tweak is a fundamental shift in the way you function. Because you know, because like, I mean, truly, if we really functioned as if we were the source of everything, we would have no more problems. We'd have no more excuses. We'd have, you know, we'd have no more blame, shame, regret, guilt, nothing.
Right.
We have none of that stuff because we created what's showing up. And so who the hell are we going to yell at? And why would we yell anyway when we could just make another choice? So literally, like,
yeah.
entire ways of functioning just drop away when that becomes a reality, when that becomes something that you're functioning from. But we're sort of talking about an ideal in the sense of it is one of those things for me that I have to work into my world, like, all the time. And then it starts to become a part of my world, and it's more a part and more a part and more a part. But I still find these areas where I've not been willing to be the source. And it shows up where I'm having difficulty still, or I'm having difficulty. Basically, anywhere mm-hmm. where I'm having difficulty is an area where, you know, mm-hmm. I haven't yet chosen to be the source of chosen it. I've been an unconscious source of difficulty, but chosen consciously what I'm going to create. When I choose consciously, I don't typically choose difficulty. And that's an interesting fun fact.
Say that again, what you just said.
When I choose consciously, I don't choose difficulty.
Uh-huh.
When I'm choosing unconsciously, I create all kinds of difficulty. Because when
yeah.
I'm choosing consciously, I mean, a great example of this is like, I'm in a great relationship now, but I have been in a lot of different kinds of relationships over the years. And what makes this relationship great is, yes, the guy's great. But also, I recognized that I had to stay incredibly conscious, even especially through the areas in which I would get quote unquote triggered or typically have a reaction to something. And so I do something now in those areas that I never did before in other situations, which is as soon as, you know, and we very rarely have a moment, but when we have a moment, I literally now can pull back and go, I really, 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 really want to say this thing, and stop myself and go, what is that going to create? Is it going to create what mm-hmm. you want to have with this person? Because I've experienced the results of my ability to destroy relationships. I know what I can do. Like, I know what I can do. I know what kind of drama I can create. And, you know, I know me. So, you know, I can be as creative. I can be as destructive as I am creative, and I'll do it just in an instant. So being the source of a different reality is going, hang on a second, walk away, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
What can I actually say here that's going to create something? Is anything required? You know, asking myself questions. Is anything required? If I say this, what's that going to create? If I say that, what's that going to create? I could have never done that before because I was so busy reacting unconsciously to whatever was done out of this other point of view. So consciousness for me empowers me to actually choose in ways that create what I want to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That to me is being the leader.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And it really is just such a great, you know, and thank you for using, you know, relationships as one of your examples, because for a lot of people, that is where we go to that just unconscious automatic default behaviors and then wonder why things aren't changing. And even you can hear yourself saying or thinking this, God, this is the same damn thing over and over again, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, and that's mm-hmm. it's right. And so we're actually feeding that. And then it's so looking, having this kind of conversation where we look at, well, what could we create instead of continuing to feed what we're not happy with is, you know, that's one of the things I just love about this show and having these different conversations and possibilities, you know, that for so many people listening in.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So,
amen.
Yeah, I knew it was time for the first break, so you guys will be back shortly with Crystal Crawford and Betsy McLaughlin. Thank you.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.' Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all #alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, you guys, you are partying with Crystal Crawford and Betsy McLaughlin. Today, we are talking about being the leader in your life and asking some questions and really looking at things from a different perspective than perhaps a lot of people have with what that is, what it looks like for you. And of course, it's going to be different for everybody. And Crystal is giving us some things that she's experienced in her life. And so, Crystal, tell me, so you talked a little bit about relationship and how you've made some different choices when you've realized that maybe some of your choices weren't creating truly the life that you would like to live. And so where else have you been using these same things that we've been talking about, these same tools and questions? Where else in your life have you used this?
Well, I mean, I use them everywhere. The thing is that, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business owner. I have a relationship. I've got friendships, normal life stuff. I use it everywhere. And for me, there's just no separation. Gary Douglas wrote a book called Write Riches for You, which is an incredible book. And in that book, there's one particular clearing that he invites us to do 30 times a day for 30 days. And it goes like this: what would it take to be willing to live the energy of what I would like my life to be so that it can show up for me in totality? And then everything that doesn't allow it and all the thoughts, feelings, emotions, no sex I'm using to absolutely refuse and reject my life and the energy I would like my life to be, I destroy and uncreate it all. And then you do the clearing statement: right, wrong, good, bad, pop, all nine shorts, poison, beyond. And, for any of you that are new to the clearing statement, you can go to theclearingstatement.com and get a full description and a PDF and emails and all that. But that was a real turning point for me. I mean, you asked me where else do I use it. I mean, I use it as me. And I am in all these different things. I'm the source of, the energy of my business. I'm the source of what goes out into the world. I'm the source of what I show up as in my relationship. I'm the source of money and all that. So what I loved about that clearing is it got me to look at what would it take to be willing to live this energy that I want my life to be. And when you look at your life, like, your life's composed of all these different things, moments, additions, people, mm-hmm. creations, mm-hmm. business, like all that stuff. And so that when I stumbled on that and realized that, like, that was the key, like, if I was willing to live the energy of what I wanted my life to be, like, it could actually show up for me. And I started to recognize all these areas of my life where I'd been unwilling, not from a conscious place, but just like unwilling to be that great, unwilling to have that much money, unwilling to be the source of that. So yeah, it's everywhere, and there's no separation. It's not like, well, now I'm going to use these tools, mm-hmm. tools in my business. It's like, it's me, and I want to be the source of creating living that really works for me. And if I'm in a job, when I first found Access Consciousness, I was working for a restaurant as a manager and a bartender, and it was okay. I mean, as jobs went, it was pretty sweet. I was shagging the boss, and he cooked for me, and I had a sweet deal with the wine, and, could create my own schedule. And that was all good. But I started to recognize that I wanted to travel the world and go to all these classes. And so I had to look at, well, I need my life to change. So what's it going to take for me to have mm-hmm. a different life? And is it his fault mm-hmm. I don't have a different life, or do I have to be willing to be the source of something different, So They're tools that get used everywhere as I'm creating this tapestry that we call living.
I love that. Love that.
And what do you find, Betsy? Like, how does this show up for you?
Well, and I love what you just said about weaving it through every part of your life, because for a long time, I did absolutely separate things out. I compartmentalized. Okay, well, now it's, mm-hmm. Now I'm going to work on my business stuff, and now I'm going to work on the relationship and whatever. And I did not have that commonality of, the thread that went through it all. And so I've had to I've definitely, as Crystal shared a little earlier, the clearing statement and destroying and uncreating, where we have put these things into place, where we've made it so solid and it actually really isn't. So when you're willing to look at it and change things, then it becomes way easier. So I too, like you said, is just realizing that whenever I can't do something, the only one stopping me from that is me. You know, it's nobody else. So it's like, well, what would you, when I have that thought or feeling, it's like, okay, well, what would you like to choose? If this doesn't work for you, then what is it going to take? And actually be willing to ask those questions and be that demand for something different. And that's one of the things that I have found has really shifted things for me to actually take, you know, control of my own life and stop looking outside of me for things to change, things to happen, you know, money to actualize, clients to show up, all of those things, and be like, I'm the one who creates this. And I'm just as easy, so I can just as easily create all of it. And now what? And, you know, I know that we've said this quite a bit, so it's, you know, definitely a common theme through this call today, or, you know, this conversation today. And it's, all right, so then if that's a common theme, where else might I actually be stopping myself that I'm not even aware I'm stopping myself? That's something that I've been asking myself lately. And what's really been interesting is how the answers are showing up. And they show up sideways, ways you're not going to expect. And, you know, if you're willing to be like, oh, well, okay, you asked for this, and here it is. And it can be uncomfortable. It could be fun. It could be, you know, easy. It could be anything. And no matter what, if you're actually willing to just be with it and ask the questions, you know, what's it going to take to change this? You know, if it's something you desire to change, and not go into a space of wrongness for whatever it is you might be looking at that you've created or you haven't created or whatever, and be just like, oh, okay, well, now what can I do? And so for me, that's, and it's really, you know, that question is like, all right, where else am I limiting myself? Where am I? What have I been unwilling to see? And now I'm willing to see it. Oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, the stuff is showing up. And like, okay. And it's kind of strap your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. You know, your rocket ship is about to explode into the next stratosphere. And it's exactly what I've been asking for. So, all right, let's go. You know, that was kind of a long-winded answer, but, you know.
Oh, no, it's good. I mean, it's not a small topic. It's like.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Yeah.
So what do you advise to people about strapping their seatbelts, you know, for the ride to the stratosphere? And, you know, what questions can they ask? And you know, what words of wisdom do you have for everybody?
Well, I would say that maybe just destroy and uncreate any significance that you've given, you know, flying to the stratosphere, because
I love it.
The reason I say that is because I, you know, I've done that a lot. Like, I, you know, I've been on the edge and the precipice of change like so many times. In fact, I remember this one time I was in Australia and it was a very, very intense set of classes. I had made a big life choice in the middle of all this. I was in a pile of, it was a shit show. And I was dating someone at the time, and I came home from a morning session of class, and he was making me lunch, and I was like trying to describe this precipice I was on of change, and oh my God, this is like so major, and I'm like, oh, everything's going to change, my whole life's going to change, and I was just going on and on about, you know, oh my God, and he was just quietly chopping salad, you know, and he's like, yeah, I guess change has to be loud and big, like it can't just change, And there was just something about the way he delivered it where I was like, I am making this so goddamn significant. And that changed something for me. It changed something for me. And I mean, I had another moment too with another friend across a beer. We were having, it was again, we'd been in class for a morning. We were having a beer and a taco. And I was like, oh my God, this class. And she's like, yeah. She's like, I just sort of let things melt. And I was like, it was, you know, I've had a couple of those conversations. And since then, I've realized that when you really do employ the tools and the clearings and the processes from, you know, access consciousness or, you know, whatever it is you're practicing to access more of you, big things melt out of existence all the time. And you can even look at the way the earth creates, right? Like, I just heard something like the biggest hole in the ozone layer was just reported closed based on all of the lack of, you know, carbon dioxide fumes going into the air because of this COVID-19 thing and all of us staying home. So like, big things change all the time. And there's no fanfare and there's no angels that sing. They just change.
And darn so, it.
You know, so we want to make these changes really significant because of whatever. But that has honestly been one of the biggest gifts I've given myself is like really, really just letting go of any significance that I'm doing to jumping off a cliff, stepping up. Mm-hmm. And it's just because really what it comes down to in reality is the 10 keys to total freedom, which is that I have a new choice in every 10 seconds and I can choose to be a shithole now in this 10 seconds. I can choose to be a gift this next 10 seconds. And in the next 10 seconds, I can choose to like melt every molecule judgment out of my universe. And the next 10 seconds, I can pick it up again. And that's what's true. And so that's how significant any one choice is, except that every choice I make creates a different future. So what's the future I want to be the institutor of? And that's really being the leader, is recognizing that every one of your choices creates something, creates. Choice creates. And so fine. It's not, that's also not significance, just what it is. So it's like, you know, this choice, what's it going to create? Less or more? More. Okay, done. And this choice, I don't want to even ask a question about this choice. I'm just going to choose. Well, you'll get awareness about it, and then you can choose again. And that's actually how our lives are created. That's how a future is created. That's how a business is created. And so that's been a real key for me in recognizing that I'm the source. It's the simultaneity of recognizing that I'm the source of everything that shows up in my life and the existence of no significance about that. It's just like, well, it just is. So, you know, now what? Yeah.
I love that. Thank you. You know, and it is, you know, you're right. It could be melty, and I'll even look at that for myself too. Like anytime I'm going to, well, it'd have to be significant. Well, does it really? Or, you know, is it just something, you know, and I love that the melting analogy you use. Thank you. That's awesome. And, you know, so anywhere that you're making anything significant, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever, like, would you be willing to look at that and ask questions, and maybe it isn't as significant as you've been making it? So,
well, I mean, significance is so fun.
It is.
And what I would say is, like, if you're going to make something significant, make it into a Facebook post. Like, use it. Use it and make it into a moment and, like, you know, use it to create. But, you know, don't listen to tell or buy your own story about it. Like, actually just get that you are so powerful that the choices you make melt universes out of existence and bring universes into existence in a microsecond. And that's just what's true about you. And that's what's true about the earth. That's how the earth creates. Like, in a moment, a new oak tree is planted and nobody knows about it. It just is.
Oh, that's, you know, so true. Yeah.
And we are like the earth. It's just we function most of the time like something else, like some other planet where everything has fanfare.
And everything is significant.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, the reality is that every single thing that you are and want to create is created by your choices in every moment. And so for me, the practice has really been to the practice of presence. And And I don't mean that in some metaphysical, I sit around and meditate all day way. I mean, the presence of like, okay, I'm having a shitty moment and I want to punch his face in or whatever, which is rare, actually. I don't even know why I'm using that example. He's so great. But let's just say I'm having a moment and, you know, I can do that. I can do that. I can walk downstairs and I can do that. You know, it's recognizing that I can do that and I can choose that and I could say this and I can say that. What do I mm-hmm. want to create? You know, like I'm mm-hmm. standing in front of a fridge full of food and I want to eat everything in there because elephant in my stomach right now. Okay, cool. I can do that. And what can I eat that's going to actually nurture my body? Care for, do I even want to nurture and care for my body? Do I even want to even look at that? Or would I rather just be totally unconscious? But it's having, you know, it's having those conversations with yourself. And in the beginning, I do find there are sometimes more conversations with myself than other times where I'm just really functioning as a space of possibility. But that's a practice. Like, nobody taught me how to be a space of possibility. I had to learn. I had to practice. I have to practice the keys to freedom because I'm so used to being locked up by my own judgments.
Yes. And so what do you do as far as – so if you're practicing, do you expect perfection?
Well, probably sometimes, but then I give my head a shake. I mean, I'm not perfect, you know. God, I'm a great judger. I'm a professional judger, conclusioner. I'm just recovered. You know, I'm recovering. I love that about alcoholics. It's like we just admit that we are – well, and there's stuff about this, what I'm about to say, that I don't actually totally buy. But, you know, in Alcoholics Anonymous, they come in and they're like, my name's Crystal and I'm an alcoholic is what they say. It doesn't matter if you've been in recovery for a year or 20 years, you're an alcoholic. And there is so much about that that we could talk about in its own show. But one of the things I love about that is that for the old timers that have been in AA for a really long time, there's a real space of allowance in that. It's like, yep, that's what I am. And I've been sober for 20 years, they'll also say. Which means that this thing that I used to do to destroy myself, sure, they're still defining themselves by it. We could talk about that in a totally different way. And they've also come to a space of allowance about like, hey, I trust me. I know that if I get in front of a bottle of alcohol, I am going to not just have one drink. I'm going to drink the whole thing, and I'm going to get in a car and drive, and I'm going to kill somebody. I trust that. So I'm not doing that. Instead, I'm showing up to this meeting and I am showing up here for me and for you because I know I also trust that if I just show up here for me, I'm probably still going to go do that thing. But if I show up here for you, I will show up for me. So there is allowance there. And that's me all the time with this stuff. It's like I don't purport to be perfect. I mean, gosh, it's so funny. If anybody ever says they're perfect with the tools of consciousness, that's judgment. Perfection is a judgment, you know. Yeah. So like, I'm not. But one of the things I know about myself, one of the things I trust about me is that I will always get back up. I will always stand back up and choose again. And for that, I'm really grateful. So yeah. Are you going to be perfect? Fuck no. No. And who cares? Get back up and choose again. That's what makes you epic.
Yeah, I love it. All right, I think we need to take our second break. Yep, and we'll be back, you guys, in just a couple more minutes. Stay tuned. Thank you so much.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You all are listening to Imperfect Brilliance with Crystal Crawford as our special guest today, and this is Betsy McLaughlin. And in case you joined in late and you're wondering how to find Crystal, you can reach her on her at her website, Crystal Joy Crawford, with it's C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L. And my website is creatingyumminess.com. You can find us on Facebook as well as the Access Consciousness website for more information. And we are talking today about being a leader in your life. And I'm wondering, Crystal, do you have go-to questions that you can offer to people who might be looking at this and what they can use in their own lives for this different conversation we're having today?
Well, yes, kind of. For me, I mean, there's the obvious ones that are like the ones you use for everything. Like, what else is truly possible that I haven't considered? And how does it get any better than this? That you can just ask for everything, good and bad. And then, I mean, if you're really looking to cultivate yourself as a leader, there's one really simple way of doing this, and it's just going, well, if it's looking at any choice you've got in front of you and going, well, if I were willing to be the leader here, what would I choose? One of the things I've really seen and recognized in myself lately and probably like all the time in different ways is that there's areas where I'm really willing to be the leader and areas that I will grow into, or, you know, I'll be clearing stuff, and then I'll uncover this whole new area where I haven't yet developed choice, really, and recognize that, you know, I've never asked myself that question. And then I get to look at it and go, well, you know, gosh, I'm really not, you know, I've discovered a few areas lately where I'm really not, haven't yet been willing to be the leader because here's my reasons, you know, I'm not willing to be the source of, you know, something I can't see anybody else choosing, or I'm not willing to have the responsibility of that, or I'm not willing to not know while knowing, I'm not willing to look like a fool, or whatever comes up, you know. But I mean, that's a really, really, really good go-to question if this is something you want to start to develop. And probably the second one is like, what am I the source of that I haven't acknowledged? And if I were willing to be the source here, what would that be like?
Those are some great questions. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep going.
No, it's okay. I was just looking at one more facet of this. And this might seem unrelated, but the other facet to this that's interesting is if I were willing to surrender here, what would that be like? Because I also find that I've been really willing to fight forward and, like, you know, demand of myself and fight through that and fight. But there's been a lot of my life, most of it, that surrendering to me equaled weakness, equaled destruction, equaled, you know, some sort of annihilation. And I'm recognizing that a lot of being willing to be the source is surrendering to what you know. It's surrendering to the unknown. It's surrendering to that, the energy, which is always going to be giving you information, but sometimes may not be giving you the information you think you need. It's surrendering to the rhythm of what's occurring and your ability to respond to it instead of fighting forward into what it is you think you should be doing or should be showing up as. It's surrendering to what's really true about you, which is that you're great, instead of fighting against what you're sure is true about you, that you're wrong. You know, so there's a lot in being a leader that is the surrendering of what you think should be to what is and what you're actually capable of.
Wow. There was quite a bit in what you just said, and that goes with the melting that we talked about. So surrendering and melting, which is a very, very different energy from the fighting. And so if you're so used to fighting, and now you're talking about, well, what if you actually didn't have to fight? What can somebody, you know, what other questions could they ask if they really don't know what to do here and they're used to doing the fighting?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch. I mean, one of my go-to clearings, I guess, processes for when I recognize that I don't want to give up the fight is who or what am I fighting for or against? That if I didn't fight for or against them, would give me all of me. And then just everything that is, times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all insurance, poison, beyond. I mean, there are these areas, you're going to stumble into these areas of yourself that you just have no interest, like that part of you has no interest in changing, right? And if you yourself know that if that area doesn't change, my life is going in a totally different direction. So then you've got to get really aggressive with yourself, assertive, and go, okay, part of me, I know you don't want to change, but I need some change here and I need some more consciousness, you know, around this area so that I can make a different choice. And that's when I'll use a process like that. Going, okay, you know, who or what am I fighting against? And then the other one is like, what's the value of fighting here? Is that actually going to create what I want to have? And
yeah,
I'd say probably 9.5 times out of 10 when I get to the point where I'm asking myself that question, I already know that it's not going to create what I want to have. But I need to ask myself that question just so I can have it really clear.
I know. I do the same thing. Like, oh, geez. And, you know, it really is something to have, you know, and I'm so grateful for these conversations and these questions and these tools that we do play with. So we've uncovered and unearthed so much more of us, you know, and yes, the leader is there in all of us. And, you know, whether you're a hidden leader or you're out there, you know, being the leader now and whatever, it's just what other questions could you ask to be and create the life that you would love to live, and not what anybody else would like you to live, but what you would like to live and what lights you up in the morning and what excites you. And the other piece that I would love to talk a little bit about is, as I was asking this question, Crystal, is what if what you would like is so radically different than what anybody else is creating? What would you offer to people listening?
Well, I mean, the first thing I'd say is that it is different than what anybody else is creating. I mean, it's not an if, it's a that it is. And, you know, so, I mean, I'm going through this right now. I go through this regularly in different ways. I mean, lately I've been really going through it. Like, I don't see, I'm saying to myself, I'm like, I don't see what it is I want to create out in the world. And holy fuck, like, it, you know, that what could feel like fear comes up. And, I've had to call a friend. I mean, my advice would be do whatever it takes to get a hold of yourself and still be willing to be the source, you know. I called a friend and I was like, can I just like babble at you for 5 minutes and blah, 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 and this and that, and oh my God, and I know that I have all these tools, but blah, 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 you know. And it still, after all that came out of my mouth, came down to what would it take to be willing to live the energy of what I'd like my life to be. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be these times, there are going to be, if you are listening to this kind of stuff, you're different. You just came in different. So it isn't like if you're different, you are different. And what comes out of you is going to be different. And what you want to create doesn't exist yet because you haven't created it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a reality that you've got to grapple with kind of constantly as you're moving forward. And what I'm doing is I'm going, okay, so this is uncomfortable. Okay, great. If I don't move forward in this, am I going to be happy with myself? Because I'm the one that's got to live with me. If I quit on this, mm-hmm. am I going to be happy with, you know, like you really have to have these come to Jesus conversations with yourself and just go, you know, get mm-hmm. yourself in the mirror and talk to yourself. Like, go, well, you can quit. You can just sit right down there in the middle of the floor and like not do anything about this. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but you could, you know, you can just walk out the front door and don't come back or, you know, mm-hmm. or you can move forward. And that's going to happen. And I guess the thing I want to say is like being as different as you are was never promised that being different was going to be easy, but it can come to you with ease. And that distinction has like, I've been reminded of that distinction over and over and over in my journey, because there's so much of what I've chosen that hasn't been easy, but if I'm willing to be an allowance of whatever shows up, of the judgment I know will come at me, of the all the things I'm aware of to come to me and not resist them, not have to react to them, not have to defend against them, just let it come, then it does come with ease. And all this other great stuff comes with ease too. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's a big blurb to say you are different. Are you going to be willing to be with that and grapple with it and choose as that moving forward? And when you get to those points where you're uncomfortable, just get that that's a part of it and either go forward anyway or quit.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to make your life worth living?
Yeah. And, you know, even if you, you know, no matter what you choose, whether you choose to quit, go on the floor in a heap and cry or move forward, you know, melt into
that.
It, fight against it, you know, like we've done it all, you know, mm-hmm. and there's no right or wrong here. And it's really, truly, what are you going to do now? And then you can watch the clock for 10 seconds and say, okay, now what are you going to do? What are you going to choose now?
Mm-hmm.
And you keep, mm-hmm. you just really, truly, the one foot in front of the other, and nobody knows their, you know, what exactly is going to happen next. And so with that, if you're willing to stop fighting so much, and I'm just looking at this conversation today, even for myself, and realizing some of the places where I've not acknowledged that I have fought way more than I've realized I have. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, if I could actually just melt into it and I don't have to fight so hard, because I do see time and time again where things are actually way easier than I've thought, you know, mm-hmm. and so I'm like, oh, well, if I stop fighting, how much easier would my life be? And I'm just laughing mm-hmm. to myself as we're having this conversation. Just because I'm hearing it in a different way today, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, like we're not shown surrender. We're shown fight. You know, we're shown fight for the right, fight for your rights, fight for the rightness of your point of view, fight for mm-hmm. your life. I mean, like the fight's just what we see. So,
yeah.
you know, surrender to what is and choose what works. I never had that conversation. I skipped that class in high school.
No.
I don't think it was offered as an elective, you know.
Me neither.
So here we are doing the best we can with the tools we have available, trying to introduce to the world a different conversation. Like, You know, what are you the source of? What do you want your life to be like? What can you create that nobody else can create? And what practice of presence and choice would you have to introduce into your world to have that as a reality?
Mm.
That's being the leader of your life.
I love it. You know, and being willing to just keep going and that in itself, you know, takes a lot of courage, and you're not in the corner, you know, drooling with the straight jacket on, you know, you're just let's do this and whatever it is. And the other piece, you know, is how much fun can you have with it all? With the adventure of all of this.
Yeah, don't have any fun.
That would be bad. Crystal, our time is up already. Thank you so much for being with us today. What a pleasure and what a great conversation.
I'm so glad. Thank you guys so much.
All right, you guys have a great week. Crystal Crawford, being the leader of your life. Thank you so much, guys. Take care.
Bye, guys.